All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is classic. That's from 1991, and Swerve Driver from their record Raise, Rave On. And I'm in a shoegazer kind of mood. We're going to be listening to My Bloody Valentine up next from the same year, 91. And that's how this whole show is going to be kicked off. My name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm with you all until 8. The time is 6:36. So, I'm feeling I feel like I've been in a car wreck or something. Because, I don't know, just like the latter part of today, like my shoulders and my neck are just like so stiff. And then almost like my breastplate is pained as well. I'm like, oh, what's going on? So I don't know. I really am thinking that I should subscribe to the idea of massages. You know, get a massage therapist. So many people I know do, and that's all they talk about. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, I've never felt I needed to have that. But now I'm thinking, I think I do. Like my hairstylist, when she did my hair, I don't know, not too long ago, she always gives me like a massage, you know, on the scalp and then going down. Actually, I'm massaging myself right now. Oh, anyways, and she kind of goes down my neck a bit. And she was like, you are so tight. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, you're like stressed out. I'm like, well, I'm always stressed about something. And she seemed really surprised as to how tight and knotty my muscles are. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's time. I don't know. All right, let's move on. I did tell you my name, I think. Anita B. That's me. Yeah, as I mentioned, My Bloody Valentine, MBV. Both of those guys, of course, Swerve Driver and My Bloody Valentine out of England. I've seen Swerve Driver twice back in the day. I want to say like the late 90s. Yeah, right around there. I've never seen My Bloody Valentine. But we can listen to them now. And here we go. Let's see what we have here. This is off their record Love List, their sort of classic record. We're going to be hearing Only Shallow here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
feel for all your sins. Don't get too excited, suck down Ritalin. They can interest 7 inch. Penny for your soul, and it's not worth it, it's not worth it. Your paper friends. Paper doesn't last, it burns, it burns, it burns. Camouflage is on the rise. You're not fashion conscious, you're acid wash, you're acid wash. Blonde couture. Drunken hands will kill your pimp and make you whore du jour. You're worth more dead than alive. I'm not gonna die here. I'm not gonna die here. I'm not
loading for myself. I don't even know why.
From 1996, that is Imperial Teen with a song Copophilia off their incredibly perfect record, Seasick. I got that record way back when I was doing a show at CJAM in Windsor, at the University of Windsor, Ontario. And it was like, you know, they have freebies, right? You always get tons of free stuff. It was just like a rando CD that the station director or the program director gave me. And he's like, here, you might like this. And I was like, oh, okay, I don't know. And then it just ended up being like one of my very most favorite records. It's so great. Those guys are out of San Francisco. They are a co-ed band. They are still together, too. There's two and two, two boys and two girls. And they released something not too long ago. There you go. That is Imperial Teen. Before that, we heard something from Vargas. Vargas is a project, a band, I think they're now defunct, featuring my friend Anthony, who lives in Detroit. We heard the song Raindrops, and you could find that on SoundCloud. It's a single, and it's a really good song. When I first heard it, I was like, wow, this is really good. And it got stuck in my head. It got lodged in my head for like days, like weeks. So now that I replayed, I haven't played it for a while. I'm like, wow, oh no, this might, here we go again. And then before that, we heard from the 1991 record Loveless, Only Shallow from My Bloody Valentine. The time is 6:50, so 6:50. And I'm going to see if I can play us something. When I say see, we have show promos and stuff I'm supposed to play, but we have a new system. And I don't know. It doesn't really seem to be working for me. So let's give this a whirl. And hold on a second here. That should do it. Okay, so it probably won't work. But I don't know, because nothing works for me. But, oh, that's not what I want to hear, though. Let me pause that. Really try. Oh, okay, here we go. Show promos. Okay, let's see what happens if I do this. If I click on this, can we hear Flex Your Head? Is that going to work? Will it work? I'm talking to myself. All right, here we go. What do I do? Do I double click on that? Oh, no, I don't hear anything. It's not working. Okay, maybe I'm supposed to drag and drop. Okay, I guess we're not going to hear any ads or commercials or whatever from me. So there you go. Okay, let's get into the next stuff. I'm going to play us a little set of Motown. I haven't played Motown in a while. And let's hear something from the Supremes. This is a supremely good song. We're going to hear Stoned Love. And you can find this on their record released back in 1970 entitled New Ways, But Love Stays. And here we go. This on CITR is, hold on a second here, The Supremes on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Stone Love.
Then we, I'd rather be, if it means
Right, that right there, of course, is Smokey. When Smokey sings, I hear violins. All right, not violins, but violins. That was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with the tracks of My Tears from the record released back in 65. Can you believe it? Called Going to a Go-Go. Now, that's a really good song, too. Before that, we heard something from the Four Tops with Baby, I Need Your Lovin' off their album, self-titled. That was released back in 64. God, so good. And the Supremes were in there before that. The time is 7:01, and let's find out what's going on in the weather. And in case anyone's listening, which probably there's nobody, my neck is getting worse, and I'm getting really grumpy. Ugh. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting, like, hypochondriacal. I'm just like, oh, what is going on? I think I've got some fast-acting bubonic plague. I do news, actually, every day with my social studies classes. I assign somebody to give us some current events. And one of the kids I have brought up the story of, I think he said it was a bubonic plague. Bubonic? Bubonic plague? in China that's going around? Let me just Google this. Maybe I've got the Vancouver version. Maybe it starts with like really stiff joints and neck. Hold on. I shouldn't laugh. I'm not. Bubonic plague 2019. Let's take a look ago. Let's take a look at this. This was 23 hours ago. Let's find out what's happening. It's in China. North China region scrambles to prevent plague's spread after scare in Beijing. That's really scary. So it's happening, it looks like, in Inner Mongolia. And earlier this month, there were two pneumonic cases and a bubonic plague originating in that area. I think the guy got it from eating like roadkill or something. So what's going on now? Are we really having the bubonic plague happening? Okay. Oh, lovely. Okay, so there is, it looks like, yes. Okay. There's a couple or a few cases of it. See how quickly I go into like into panic mode? All right, I don't have any kind of plague. I just have a really sore neck and shoulders. And it came on very quickly, very quick onset. Anyways, let's find out about our weather. Oh, today is what, Wednesday? Okay, tomorrow is Thursday. So the high tomorrow is 5 degrees Celsius and sunny. That's nice. Overnight low, look at that, -1. Woo, it's cold. It was cold when I got here. So the temperature right now is 6 degrees. Then we head into Friday with a high of 4 and sunny. And then the weekend is 5 and 5, mainly sunny on Saturday. And Sunday is mixed precipitation. There is an icon with a snowflake in it. Okay. So there's that. I think maybe I'm stressed out too because it's like report card time and I've been working my ass off like nonstop. And my neck has been like in a weird position. Maybe that's it. Okay, let's move on. So that was that. Now, speaking of school, the lovely Luna from this band, this is why I'm playing it. I was reminded of this band, Champion Lawnmower, today because she is also a teacher, but she's a substitute. And I know her. Her name is Luna. She's the lead singer of this band, Champion Lawnmower. And she popped into my classroom and she was like, hey, I'm here today. And I see her here and there when she subs at my school, which is awesome. So we're going to hear something from these guys. They're a local band. I do believe they are now defunct. For whatever reason, they broke up, which is a shame because they're one of my favorite local bands. But we're going to hear the song Mean Fast One from this record that was released just under 2 years ago. So in December of 2017, the record is Babies, right? Okay. Now, in case you're like, what does Champion Lawnmower mean? It has to have been taken from a store, a lawnmower place on Kingsway, because I drive by it every day back and forth. I live not too far from it. And, and then it's like, oh, they took that name, which is pretty cool. All right, here we go. I'm going to stop talking. This is Champion Lawnmower on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Yeah. miles high, stalled above the sea. I'll see 37D. The hard guys that are crying quietly, and the moms lost in shock never see me sitting alone wearing headphones, smiling slightly as we fall toward the sea. And I'm having a glass of red wine, trying to find a picture of you, while everyone's going insane. I feel that I'm staying reasonably calm. Now the pilot's reciting a prayer, but I'm so not there, and I really don't care. Picture of you I couldn't find, I finally found, so everything's fine. Yeah, the picture of you I couldn't find, I finally found, so everything's fine. While faster we fall toward the sea, I'm okay, 'cause you're me.
Isn't that just lovely? I adore Granddaddy. That's Aisle Seat 37D from the 2000 release, The Software Slump. Now, Granddaddy is from California, somewhere like in the interior, kind of like middle to northern part. I want to say Modesto. I'm a visual learner, and I teach geography, and that's my background. And I can picture it being there. So I think it's Modesto. I almost called them Wiener. It's Teener. The band we heard before Granddaddy was called Teener, not Wiener. They're out of Detroit, and I've seen them. I saw them, where did I see them at? In Ferndale at the Loving Touch. Yes, Teener. With the song Slow Transitions. So yeah, the song is called Slow Transitions. The album is called Cyclical Trash. That was released 2 years ago. And we heard something new from Woolworm from the record Awe, and it's called Live For You. My name is Anita B, and the time is 7:22, and I'm here with you all until 8. My show is every second week, so 6:30 to 8 every second Wednesday. And my neck really hurts. I want to go home. I know I'm going to sleep well, I hope. Maybe I'll just, I don't know. Ugh. I've been complainy today. Whatever. All right, let's move on. I'm going to stop complaining. Let's hear something from this band, Jock Tears. Lorraine, who is a lovely lady, she's in this band, Jock Tears, plus, I don't know, three other people. It's a co-ed band. I know one of them. Anyways, we're going to hear something that was released a year ago. The song is called Jock Tears. The song is called Jock Tears. The band is called Jock Tears. And the record is called Bad Boys. So these guys are local. Let's take a listen. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Something about when a jock cries makes me want to cry too. It's sad and it's funny to see muscle men feel blue. They're meant to be so tough, but even sometimes they've had enough. Zero love on the courts, sporting old shorts and icy coaching hockey. Getting knocked out like Rocky, swinging in the ring. Don't tell me there's no such thing. As a sensitive jock, tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock.
Well, that looks like the end of that song. All right. That was Death Valley Girls out of California, so LA, with the song Street Justice off the record released earlier this year, Darkness Reigns. And those guys actually used to feature what's her face from Hole? Patty Schemmel. I read her biography and it's really, really good. It's one of the best biographies I've read. You need to read it. She's such a great drummer, but she had to leave the band because of her serious drug addiction, and she cleaned herself up. Took a while, a lot of relapses, and eventually found herself back playing the drums, and she's a stellar drummer. She gives drum lessons now, at least last I heard. And she was an early member of Death Valley Girls, and her brother was in the band. I think he may still be. I'm not sure. But he, at one point, it was her, her brother, and a couple or two or three other younger girls. There you go. That's Death Valley Girls. Before that, we heard Needles and Pins. They are a local band, co-ed, three-piece. That's off the record Chambers, released 5 years ago. We heard Only Call Me When You're Drunk, which is one of my favorite songs of theirs. And Adam S. is the lead singer, and I know him from baseball. He plays in the same baseball league as myself, which is East Van Baseball League. Nervous Talk. We heard Nervous Talk in there before that. Oh, speaking of my baseball league, the first season did have the lead singer of Nervous Talk, which is Joel. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, Joel and Adam used to be, I don't know if they still, I don't think they live together anymore, but they were housemates. Wow. I just happened to play those randomly. So the Nervous Talk, they are no longer, but we heard something from their record released 4 years ago, which is self-titled. The song we heard was Different Person. And then Beach House in there before that. From their 2010 release on Sub Pop, Teen Dream, we heard Silver Soul. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And I may have self-diagnosed myself with having meningitis. I'm just like, oh, I've got pain in the back of my neck. And it's like, oh, I was like, hey, I should be worried. And then I Google it. I'm like, that's right. Meningitis is, I don't know. I'm just like, you know, jinxing myself. But I just feel really crappy. And I feel like I need to go to sleep. So, well, it's hard not to feel like you want to go to sleep when the sun sets at like 4:30 or whatever. But, all right, I'm going to stop complaining. All right. Yeah, I should not complain, really. Who do we have next? The Muffs. Kim Shattuck just recently died, like October 2nd of ALS. So, I'm going to stop my bitching, my moaning. So this is The Muffs, of course, featuring Kim Shattuck. We're going to hear something from their record released in 95, Blonder and Blonder. It's such a good record. And yeah, you probably heard all over the news. Kim did die. And she had only been living with ALS for, I think it was from start to finish, like 2 years, just over 2 years. Totally crazy. Oh, and speaking of my baseball league, this is the craziest thing because I briefly chatted with her and I saw her up close and personal because she threw out the opening day pitch for my league, and that would have been in April. Yeah, that's right. No, but I saw the Muffs in May. I feel like it was in May. They were in town. And I guess maybe she has like some connections to the league. And that was in May of 2017. I'm not exaggerating. And she looked great out there. So it's really bizarre how shit changes like so quickly in life. I don't know. So here we are. This is the Muffs on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with the song Onita from Blonder and Blonder.
Why do you keep? I'm gonna have this town.
sorry about this opening. This is like a weird opening.
Sure, laugh it up. Why don't you tell me where you are?
The song will kick in any minute. Trust me.
You best keep those greasy flaps shut.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I'm going to fast forward this.
Face. You are tired of... The next...
Really, here we go.
We'll be right back. but it was a Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown blocking the bathroom sink? Just like all I want is to just have fun, live my life like the son of a gun. I could be 1,000 miles away, but still mean what I say.
All right, that's the super babe, Kurt Vile. He certainly is. He's so cute. With the song Pretty Pimpin' from 2015 off the record, Believe I'm Going Down. You can find that on Matador Records. And he's just so smooth. You cannot not love Kurt Vile. He was an early member of the band War on Drugs, which is interesting and weird because everything I've heard from them is like, not good. So I don't know. I don't know the deal there. He's originally from Philadelphia. He's married, though, with two kids. So according to Wikipedia, he's off the market. There you go. All right. Before that, we heard something out of Toronto, actually, the city where the band lives, which is Dilly Dally. With the song Marijuana, off the record released a few years ago. That's, yeah, Heaven. And then when, that is that. Oh, I wanted to tell you too, when I played that Muff song, I played a weird live version. That's what it was. Yeah, that was recorded live off the floor for some sort of like web series or something. But yeah, it was really good considering it was live. I mean, Kim's voice sounds great. Yeah, so there's that. Okay, so I'm out of here in a couple of minutes. My name is Anita B. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So I really appreciate all, none of you, maybe one of you who who know and listen to my show. Yeah, I'm going to leave us with some White Stripes. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs of theirs. Such a great song. We're going to be friends. And there's even a kid's book that Third Man Records has put out with, I think, it might even be a seven. There's some form of music in there. It maybe is, you can maybe be able to get one with a flexi 7-inch kind of thing. I think so. But what a great gift. What a great gift. We're going to be friends. I sent it to one of my friends. So anyways, this is from their, I believe their debut record. What's this off of? It's off of, I should know this. It's off of an early record. It's, yeah. I'm not sure if it's the first one. I always confuse the two. But anyways, this is White Blood Cells. That's the name of the record. I should know this. It's a Third Man Records release, which if you don't know, you need to go to Detroit. It's a great space. They have a store in Cass Corridor, and it's a really cool store. And I actually saw the Raconteurs there in the earlier part of the summer. They have a stage. It's, you know, they sell all their records and whatnot. And it's pretty beautifully designed, I gotta say, in a great part of town. Anyways, I'm gonna stop talking. This is the White Stripes, and it's been a slice. And I shall be back in 2 more weeks with my show. Adios. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Blues, climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
0.9, Vancouver's home of rock and roll. Lucky you.
This is the last time that I'll be coincide our sky again. little brother. I hope you